This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
Now, here's Matt Mahanine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
I'm bittersweet on that one.
Why is that, Matt, man?
Because I was a GoBots kid.
Oh, you were Kmart Transformers.
Only based off of the class my parents were. They had a little bit of class. Yeah, you couldn't afford regular Transformers. They couldn't. I had GoBots. So I'm bittersweet about that. I'm going to go buy Transformers now to make me feel better.
You should.
Trying to think if there was a knockoff G.I. Joe. I don't think there was.
There were a bunch, right?
Were there?
Yeah, there still are. Oh. Go check out your local D General D Tree.
Was there a Captain Slaughter? And I didn't see it. And I missed it.
There was Action Force, American Defense.
There's a Sergeant Slaughter with air quotes around Sergeant.
Combat Team, Unifiers, Special Force.
Damn. What was the off-brand He-Man? Because I had that too.
Oh, I don't know.
The first real...
Oh, man.
I'll tell you something, man. The first real toy that I had that I was like, real toy meaning like name brand or the one that everybody wanted, I went and bought a G.I. Joe. It was the motorcycle.
Let's see. One was Treasures of the Temple Warriors. Thunder Prince was He-Man.
I don't know that one.
I wouldn't even know probably the name, but I remember having them. They looked just like He-Man. It was the same body style and everything, but like the nose would be smushed to the side or something. It looked like he had Bell's palsy a little bit or something.
Did you have
one called Warlord that was knockoff He-Man?
That could have been it.
Might have been.
Quickly.
From Remco.
You didn't have a B.I. Joe? You had a midriff? That's a dog tag?
No. I had G.I. Bro, the Booker T action figure that came out. Yeah. Boy, that's crazy. I haven't thought about that in forever. That is wild.
Hard to find toys.
Boy, that's another thing. You know, with all the stuff that's going on, Amazon is selling out of – not selling out. They got a bunch. But there's like a run on board games, Legos.
Hard to find a Nintendo Switch right now.
Playing cards.
Yeah.
Like playing cards.
Man, I just found the Cards Against Humanity, a full deck for a couple bucks.
Did you get it?
Yeah, at a thrift store.
Yeah.
But, I mean
– somebody must have got saved.
Watch out. Was this recently?
A couple weeks ago, yeah, last time I went.
Oh. Before, you know? I sent y'all a picture yesterday. I drove by, I said it earlier. I didn't just say it again. A thrift store that was open, and I'm like – man.
Yeah, I drive by one every day on my way home. It's open and usually pretty busy.
How do they qualify that? I mean, that's like all up right now with people, a lot of people at home cleaning out.
Yeah.
They got the drive-through drop-off. What are they dropping off?
Well, the only private businesses have been ordered to close in this state are bars and restaurants.
Yeah.
That's another misnomer.
No other private business has been affected.
There's a misnomer that hair salons, barbershops, stuff are closed. That's by their own discretion.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Anything else that's closed is because it chose to close.
And that was over the 50 or more ordinance in the beginning when the governor decided to shut everything down. And then we might be going to 3 or more.
I got
3 or more. I thought it's 3 or less.
Well, I mean, if you have 3 or more people, you can't have your business open.
What would you do if you were in like a sister wives relationship and it was one guy and 3 women?
I don't know. You
can have people at the house.
If you're non-essential employees, that's the difference.
I went to get a drink this morning at the store because I like to get the 24-ouncer.
Yeah.
Big tall boy. And I had to wait to get let in.
A convenience store?
Yeah, there was a limit on the door. It said 10 or less. And I had to wait. I had to wait for somebody to come out. Because, it got a little crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they got some people.
Okay, so that's one thing you have to think about is what if, like, the 600-pound sisters showed up?
1,000-pound?
1,000-pound sisters or 600-pound life people. That's more than, right? They should just be able to hang out by themselves. Those big sisters that you watch, what is it, 1,000-pound sisters?
1,000-pound sisters, yeah.
That's like 8 people in one place.
They got to go to the recycling center to get weighed.
The bigger you are, is that the serious question? The larger that you are in body mass, do you have more of a chance? Like, in other words, like Shaq. Is there more of a probability because he's larger?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Barbecue chicken.
But, you know, people aren't observing any social distancing because I went to the grocery store the other day and they're just packed in lines together. They're not backing off.
Oh, man.
You know, and it's so strange because I was like, no, I'm not getting in that line. I'll just do it by myself.
I went to the store yesterday and saw a guy who he tried to wait till nobody but him was in the aisle because he would walk down a little bit and then he would back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he would wait till it was absolutely clear. This guy was nuts.
Yeah.
Obviously freaking out.
Yeah. I avoided people yesterday at the grocery store when I had to go in there.
I turn my head. Hamburger meat.
Yeah. I avoided the. I'd always turn away from people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Try to.
Like, even in the hallway here yesterday, I would turn my head and hold my breath.
I know, man. You can't even do the phone trick anymore because nobody's here.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. Like we talked about earlier, the guy who's got busted raising money for a fake cure. Like, my God. That's crazy.
I was upset that they at the grocery store they took all the little buggies away. They put them away. The only ones out now are the big carts.
Oh no!
Maybe they donated them to the homeless.
Maybe I don't think so. I think they just put them in the back.
Wow! You know,
so they have less of a mess to clean up in the parking lot when it's time to corral the carts.
You got to wonder too if some like grocery stores, especially the self service lines and stuff, are people like quadruple bagging their stuff so they get some extra trash bags out of the deal.
No, they're out of bags, too, at the grocery store.
Who's out of bags?
The one by my house was out of bags. They were putting my food in boxes. I walked out of there with a box of food and one bag.
It's like going to the liquor store.
Yeah.
You got hit hard.
Yeah, man.
Like, nobody around me has got hit as hard as Nines.
Yeah, man. Those places up near me got just slammed. But your area is more of a college town, so to speak.
Yeah.
And my area is heavy on people in the 60s. Who hoard everything anyway?
Your area is heavy in general. I've seen it.
It is. About 9-pound hammer.
They hit the alcohol hard, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Everything else is in stock. Unless you want some claws, it's going to be hard to get.
Right. So, gosh. So they're at it. They're running out of bags. Mm-hmm. You know what that is, too? You talked about, you were saying the older people or maybe the hoarders with the toilet paper and stuff?
Yes.
I wonder.
Not maybe, definitely.
So I told you what my grandma used to do when she'd go outside and it was raining and she'd gotten her hair done recently.
Grocery bag on her head.
Seen she'd take the handles and curl it under her ears.
Yep.
So
yep.
It would be. She looked like a World War II fighter pilot.
Yeah. All the old ladies used to pull that move, I think. Like my grandmas and aunts and stuff would do it too.
Yeah. And then you'd put some on your bushes again. We talked about when they would freeze.
Mm-hmm.
You would have that. You know, everybody's got the trash can in there.
Nanny, just wear some pants, damn.
I'll tell you something. You know how I recycle?
No.
my bathroom trash cans are Walmart bags.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We all do that.
Everybody does, right?
Yeah. Right, everybody. Everybody's
it's
bathroom
silly
trash bags.
Just to throw them away.
Yeah. A plastic bag from a store. That's, at least here, not in like places where they've banned plastic bags, though.
But
I don't know what they do.
Yeah, Aldi's over here like, yeah, okay, we've been doing this all along.
We've been putting it in a box as long as you grab one.
Why hasn't that always been a thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What did they, I mean, I worked at Winn-Dixie. We used to have to put them in this big, I think it's called a baler.
Yes.
You put them in there and it would compress. I love doing that.
You had to be at least 18 to run it, too.
It was Rusty the baler.
No. But did you ever put stuff in there you wasn't supposed to just to watch it get smushed up?
I might have put a few tomatoes in there.
I did that, too, when I worked at Chick-fil-A, the one at Haywood Mall. They had a big old dumpster back there. And you put the bags in there and you could watch it compress. So we'd put, like, you know, like somebody have a cigarette lighter. It was out of, you know, butane. They'd put it in there and you see a little pop. It's probably very dangerous, thinking about it. Kids don't do that.
No.
Well, I mean, me and Neil Nally used to tomato fight in the produce section. God, it was so much fun.
Used to tomato fight?
Yeah, he was a produce manager. We'd tomato fight back in the back. But the baler, man, you had to be 18. I was 16 when I worked there. I couldn't use it.
Wow. God. Somebody just sent me a link that you can buy Tiger King socks now.
Oh, you can, yeah. I've seen those.
Tiger King socks.
Tiger King Travis socks.
Wow. Yeah. But it's got him on them, and, you know, he's supposed to get some money off of that. It's just, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the man's...
He's slimy.
Yeah. He's supposed to get his money off that. He ain't getting it. They're screwing him over.
With all slimy. The great things that are on TV right now, man, I might, here in the next week or two, go back and watch it again.
I wish I never saw it.
Why?
Because nothing's going to top it.
Dude, nothing else is good anymore.
That came out at the right time.
No, since I've seen Tiger King, nothing else is good. Everything else sucks by comparison.
It is repulsive.
Except Dynamite was pretty good last night.
Dynamite was great last night.
NXT pretty good, too.
Yeah. I didn't see that tape.
It's just like you can't fake it. It's all so real. People like that exist.
Yeah, it's the best.
Oh, Tiger King?
He converts dudes to be gay.
Joe Zotic.
I mean, come on.
Don't you still? How long do we give that before we can fully talk about it? At this point, everybody's hopefully seen it by now.
They haven't yet. A lot of people have, though.
You know how you are with this shaky ground, man. Some people want to wait like 2 and 3 months.
Well, I don't know why you would.
You know, I was just going to let this pass, but I will now publicly say an apology.
Uh-oh.
To Nine McDonald.
Don't give him one.
I will, because the other day I absolutely ruined that for him.
Oh, well, yeah, you told me something I wasn't aware of about it. Yeah.
I thought he was on episode 5. He was on episode 4. I said something about that Maldonado character, and he didn't know. And matter of fact, I came up in the office. What'd I tell you, Fat Boy? I said, Nine hates my guts right now. He is so pissed at me, and he's not saying it. He's holding it together, but he's got to be so pissed because I said something about Tiger King that he didn't know yet.
Yeah.
You kind of just did it again, but...
No, I didn't.
Well, see, that's the thing.
There's memes going around that saying the fact that he didn't call him Maldonado, he called him Maldonado.
The night before, I saw Matt was saying that he just started number 4, so I'm like, well, blank. I wasn't going to watch it till tomorrow. Now I got to watch it tonight because I got to stay even with Matt.
Well, see, the problem was...
Because he'll talk about stuff I don't know, so I got to keep up with Matt's pace on it.
Can't
watch it at my leisure. Got to watch it at Matt's damn leisure.
No. Nine's pacing is off. I can't just watch one episode of something at a time, especially in these trying times.
I'd already watched 3 hours worth that day.
I watched 4, 5, 6, and 7 same day.
Oh, my gosh, I can't do that.
Well, that's a lot. I mean, you can also stretch it out and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop. I went straight through.
That's wonderful.
It was gripping.
But you didn't get bored with it at all?
No.
Because sometimes when you overwatch stuff, it gets boring.
That's because those shows suck. This one doesn't suck. This is the best thing ever.
Dude, there could be spinoffs of that show. Were various, you know.
Like, on one hand, characters. You're like, how was Doc Annell slaying all these hot women? On the other hand, you got Joe Exotic by himself.
Joe Exotic.
I'm like, geez, and you got the crazy lady.
Yeah.
Who might have done the thing that, you know, she was accused of doing.
Right.
I love Joe Exotic.
Right.
Oh, she totally did the thing she was accused of doing.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Absolutely did.
She totally did.
Yeah, there's plenty of hints she drops.
Yeah, well, I've heard, you know.
Hints and body language. Anytime she's asked about it. She always looks up to the left and rolls her eyes and does this little smirk like, why heavens, why would anyone think that? There's nothing under our septic tank.
God.
I said that they.
Oh, there you go. You're going to make people mad.
Oh, they have a septic tank. Sorry.
I know. There's a couple tigers.
Sorry, you don't realize that they don't have city sewer. I don't think they have City Sewer at Myrtle Beach. Whoops.
People got to keep going, man.
It wasn't at Myrtle Beach.
It wasn't?
It wasn't Myrtle Beach. Yeah.
You only get a few days leeway. That's it.
Boy, I tell you what. Not that they need our help, but God, Netflix owes us so much money.
They do.
Because we, I mean, sure, it's a phenomenon in itself as Tiger King. But once we started talking about it, I've never received so many compliments or thank yous off of recommending a series or whatever. Dude, thank you so much. This is what I needed. This is what I needed right now. Like right now where I think my life sucks. Holy crap.
Yeah.
This is like.
If you have like any redneckery or white trash in your family anywhere, you got to watch it.
It's right there on the border of crazy.
Despicable.
You know what? I was about to say something. I'm going to shut up about it.
Come on, man. I love the reviews.
No, because you know why. I don't want to do that.
Somebody texts in, Boo Blank and Who 9, Tiger King got spoiled for you. I didn't complain about it one time, no. You ignorant piece of crap.
I said that.
Stupid ass.
I told 9.
I didn't complain about it one time except to joke with Matt just now about it. I didn't make a single issue about it, you blank blank.
Oh, boy.
Goober liquor? Tell my peanuts.
I'm the one who complained about it in the room, the show in general.
Yeah.
Because the animal thing, it made me upset. But if you say, I've already seen the worst of it, if I'm in the middle of it, then I'll go to the end.
I mean, I'm not sure you get it entirely if you, you know, you, because you're like, you're watching it for the animals, and it ain't about that.
No, it just made me upset, some of the stuff.
So, it's the animal stuff.
All three of them that have the whole tigers, and, you know, all three of those characters are just terrible.
I'm just giving her enough rope to let her hang herself right now.
No, but I mean, it just really made me sad.
The animal stuff, but it's not about that.
It's not about the animal stuff.
It's about like those three crazy people.
It's like when you watch the Flint, Michigan documentary. It's not about the water.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'd like to invite you to go to facebook.com/riseguys. That's where we'll be live on video as we perform for you the P1s and all new Facebook Fussin'. Here we go.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now 3.3 The Planet.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too.
What?
You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Damn real. These are real Facebook arguments that have been screenshot by you, the P1s, sent in anonymously, of course, to the riseguys at AOL.com. Names have been changed, though, to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussing. We're live. Live.
You are.
In studio. Four of us. 6 feet apart.
Roughly. It's like a 20-foot walk from me to Fat Boy, but it ain't no 6 foot as the crow flies.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's a good point. We're close.
Yeah, we're pretty close.
We'll move back a little
bit. We'll be 6 inches apart later.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding.
I beg your pardon.
You're giving yourself credit.
No, he's talking about us docking.
We're live. Oh, Lord. Old Don Dockin. We're live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. You can watch this all go down. I like to think that mom and dad are calling the kids down. Say, hey, before we start homeschool, let's watch this as a family. So I'd like to say hello to everyone watching.
Hi.
I'm waving to the camera now. What's a question we can pose to everybody?
How straight are you?
Who?
Okay.
I don't know. That's the only question I can think of. Thanks to Joe Zotic.
Yeah.
Joe Zotic.
I don't have anything prepared. I apologize.
You working today? I don't know.
Yeah.
Feeling ill?
Where are you watching this right now? Mm. From home, from bed, from work, pulled over at a rest area?
Social distancing.
Whatever it may be. Comment that below.
From the bathroom stall?
Yeah. From the window to the walls.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Does everybody have they scripts ready?
Yeah.
I wasn't really coughing. I was just...
Yeah.
Scene one. Playing the role of Myrtle will be Nine. Playing the role of Pearl will be freaking me. Playing the role of Hazel will be Fatboy. And of course, playing the role of Rick.
Of course.
Will be Paige. And action.
Helen Blanks, you're a nasty ass whore, just like your mama. Keep messing with my family, and I promise you will regret it. Blank with me. Go ahead.
You best grow up and erase this post. Myrtle, you have a lot of nerve calling anybody a whore. You signed your kid over to a drug dealer. So maybe check yourself before you post on Facebook.
I ain't erasing Blank, you dumbass bitch. If you don't like something that I post, delete yourself. And he wasn't a drug dealer, by the way. You don't know Blank. I didn't sign anybody over to anybody. So you get your facts straight.
Oh, I see. You want to talk Blank, but you don't want to answer my call.
You never called me, you whore. And I don't play nice even when it comes to pieces of Blank mothers like Helen, who's an awful daughter, mother, and person in general.
Pearl is the last person I'd ever call a whore. Besides, if you ever tried anything on her, she would annihilate you. So good luck with that.
Ah. Not one time I threatened you and you still won't answer my call. I don't know why you are saying you ain't scared.
Ah, she is definitely scared for sure. You might not hear from her again.
Well, what's your point?
My point is that you were scared, but steady talking Blank and acting like you aren't, LMFAO.
You are Blanked in the head. You don't know me. Besides, Pearl talks a lot of Blank, but she's never been in a fight. She needs to grow some balls before Blank with me, by the way. Feel free to delete yourself. She needs to mind her own business.
You are the only one Blanked in the head. You talk about pathetic. The only pathetic thing here is your chlamydia. Oddly spelled correctly. Who's the whore now, you waste of space, you nasty? You don't want me on your ice.
Bring it, Blank Talker. You know where I stay. I'll talk about who I want, when I want. You won't stop me.
Indeed, I do know where you live, and you ain't going nowhere because your pathetic ass doesn't have a car. Besides, everybody knows you got diseases, you nasty-ass skank.
Yes, warts for days.
And still no answer to my call, I see.
Well, I'm here giggling over this, but seriously, you have been warned.
You are fake AF and a nasty hoe at that. You are an awful mother, so I don't know what the word mother should ever come out of your mouth. You better wash your hands. Wouldn't want your finger to fall off from a paper cut, you nasty-ass junkie.
Ha 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 ha. I'm dead AF over here. People dish it out, but they can't take it when they get some nasty truth that Hazel just spit. Crying laughing emojis.
Hazel, you need to shut your mouth. All you do is get on here and talk Blank, always trying to stir something up. I'm tired of your fat ass. Always having something to say. You must have forgotten about the time you drove all the way to Florida for a man who sent your fat ass back home as soon as you pulled up. But if anybody is calling anybody a hoe, it would be you, because you damn know all about it.
How's that truth feel, Blank Blanker?
All y'all can go to hell.
End scene. Oh, my Lord. Again, the thing that really stuck out there is chlamydia was spelled correctly.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm a 7th grade spelling bee champion.
No, that got me that chlamydia was spelled correctly. I mean, that's shocking.
Well, you know what I recently learned because of Grammarly? How to correctly spell phlegm.
Yeah.
Oh, F-L-E-M.
Starts with a P-H. What? Yeah. Or is it P-L-E-G-H-N? Flynn? Phlegm.
Phlegm.
Phlegm. Scene two. We're live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys again. Let us know where you're watching this now. Even if it's later, where are you watching it? Scene two. Playing the role of Carson will be freaking me. Playing the role of Jacob will be Nine. And playing the role of Paula will be Fatboy. And action. You know who I feel bad for during the quarantine? It's all my single friends who ain't got no kids. Really, really worried about y'all. I know it's got to be lonely as hell.
Nah, fam. I promise. We all good. We're doing just fine.
Speak for yourself. I'm going to lose my blinking mind if I don't find somebody to talk to in person soon.
Wish there was some way that we could help.
Well, good luck with that.
What do you mean?
Looking for that free babysitter, LOL.
WTF, bro, why you trying to blank block me, like, right now?
Holy blank, man. I was just joking, but I was right. 8 crying laughing emojis, middle finger emoji at you.
For real, y'all don't even know how good y'all got it for real.
Nah, my dude, got a pretty good idea how good I got it, crying laughing emoji.
I just want you to know that I blanking hate you right now.
Did I mention I also got me a nice, fresh, unopened 20-pack of toilet paper?
Yeah, blank you. I get it. Man, everybody talking like there's some kind of baby boom after all this is over, but how am I supposed to blank when I got these kids all up in my ass all day, all night?
Well, hell, man. 3 kids is enough, dude. But I remember my dad used to give me a little whiskey or NyQuil back in the day so I'd pass out and he could get down with my stepmom. I'm talking about naked stuff.
Got it good? No. Don't tell me I got it good. I'm single. Don't have kids. Just stuck home all day, every day, by myself, and this sucks.
Well, I'm saying I'm offering to help.
Well, how much you paying?
Are you trying to cure your loneliness, or are you trying to make some money?
Both.
Damn, bro. Sounds like you're trying to order a hooker. Crying laughing emoji, eggplant emoji, water squirt emoji.
Insane.
A lot of emojis there.
What emoji?
Oh, boy. Sadly. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Real thing. We're live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Y'all want to clap for an all new Facebook fuss and scene 3. Playing the role of the narrator will be Paige. Playing the role of Meg will be Fabwai. Playing the role of Blinda, B-L-I-N-D-A, will be freaking me. Playing the role of Karin will be 9. And the return of Cornelius Jenkins Jr. as performed by freaking me. Ah. And action.
The following post took place on Blank's Forest Community Facebook page on March 20th, 2020.
So, hey, you guys. So just wanted to say to all my neighbors out there, stay safe and wash your hands and save some toilet paper emoji for the rest of us. Winky face emoji.
And hamburger meat, too. And yes, 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 on the washing of hands. 20 sacks, people. Did you know for every 1 minute that passes, you could have washed your hands 3 times? Stuff that you really never think about.
I never knew that, Blinda. That's weird.
Well, today, in general, has kind of been a weird day around here.
What, like here in the neighborhood? What's that, Blinda?
Oh, hey, Karin. It's this virus. People are acting all crazy. I say that we all get out and walk together around the neighborhood tonight. Let's show Corona who's boss.
I love this.
I love this, too. I'm obsessed with watching the people overseas singing from their roofs. I wish our community was more like that.
Same, same, same. In fact, maybe we could all walk the neighborhood together and sing Christmas carols.
Yes! But if everyone is out walking together, no one will be home to sing to, right?
I was thinking that, but let's make it a mandatory thing. Karin, you're the POTUS of our neighborhood. Sign it into law. Pin emoji, police car emoji.
POTUS, ha. Huh? No one else ran against me. I'll tell you guys, it's not easy being the HOA pres, though. And Meg, I know you are JK, but it would be like Halloween. People just turn their lights off and not participate.
Well, Russell said that you can't make people do it. Plus, now we have to, like, stay 6 feet apart.
True. She can't make homeowners do anything. That was be subdivision martial law.
I know, right? Or communism, socialism, who can remember? Ism, LOL, something that rhymes with ism.
Well, maybe, I don't know. I mean, you do tell us when we have to pressure wash our houses. Ha 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 ha. 7 sideways laughing crying emojis.
Hush your mouth. Don't get people riled up, LOL. That was in the covenant before I became the HOA president. It was an antiquated system, out of date. I just inherited these rules and laws. That I can tell you.
LOL. I see what you did there. U.S. flag emoji.
So Russell says to ask if we could put out our laser lights back out on our house like Christmas. People in Ohio are doing it, and it's simply beautiful. It makes the things that matter really matter. When most things that don't matter, you tend to see what really matters and to not waste time on the small matters that don't really matter.
Meg posts photo featuring the cast of TV's Family Matters.
Now, that's a great idea. I'm totally good with this. I saw the Ohio Americans and their Christmas trees and lights, so I say yes, yes, yes! Put your Christmas lights back up. Still want to do the Christmas caroling too, or?
Well, Russell says that we would have to stay 6 feet apart to sing, and it would throw off our singing flow and a cappellaism.
True. Harmony, I think, is the word. Plus, who wants to actually go up and ring the gross pollen-coated doorbell? Ew, gross.
I thought she was going to make everyone do it. So we could just, like, I don't know, stand out in the street 6 feet apart and sing Christmas songs or whatever your faith is to accommodate everyone. Now, community means everything.
I'm elbowing you through my phone, Belinda. I love that. Everyone matters now more than any other time. Attention, all Blanks Woods residents. It's going down tonight. Everyone good for like 5:30 or 6?
Maybe met up near the pool at 5:30-ish. I'm putting this in air quotes, LOL, but yes, attention, Blanks Forest residents, a, quote, mandatory Christmas song singing will go down tonight, and we will walk the hood singing Christmas carols and songs about whatever your faith or your lifestyle may be. And yes, Christmas lights, put them up. This is an order. LOL, seriously. We are the Blanks Forest Neighborhood Strong. Let's love and support one another. Everyone.
Hello. My name's Cornelius Jenkins Jr., J-E-N-K-I-N-S-J-R, period. I live over off Blankens Road. Do not come sing at my house.
Well, you knew there had to be one.
Hello, Meg. What the blank does that mean? Hello.
Well, you live across from the pool. Walk over or drive over, unless you're physically impaired, why wouldn't you want to participate? Participate, too. We want everyone there.
Precipitate.
Is it the Christmas thing?
Hi, Mr. Jenkins. You don't have to sing the words to the Christmas song if they're offensive to you. We welcome everyone's POV right now because everyone matters.
Ugh, not thus again. Mr. Jenkins Jr., we can do Kwanzaa songs or, you know, Jewish songs or maybe... whatever you want to celebrate. Maybe we could sing Happy BD to everyone who has a BD this month.
Oh, I have a BD every day.
I'm sorry?
He's being dirty, I think, Horan. Cornelius Jenkins Jr., well, say it's a Happy Holidays community concert if that makes you happy. Christmas songs, lights, and trees bring out the happiness. We need that right now.
Nah, I'm pissed. I got charged $50 for leaving my Christmas lights up until January 10th by the HOA. Makes no damn sense. Hello.
Well, people weren't dying and getting sick then, you selfish prick.
So, tonight's Blanks Woods Community Happy Holidays Completely Voluntary Neighborhood Sing-Along has been postponed until further notice.
End scene!
Goodness gracious.
Hello. That was fun. That was fun.
Wow.
That was fun. Now more than ever do we need you to screenshot all the craziness going on Facebook.
Send it our way. We will use it for fussing.
Yeah, you can continue to send, and anonymously, of course, screenshots to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. I will remind you, though, that the names were changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was another edition of Facebook Fussing.
Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, so here's something exciting for some of you Tiger King fans. Tiger King news. The Tiger King is suing the government for $78.8 million.
Talking about Joe Zotic?
Joe Zotic, exactly, is suing the U.S. Department of Interior and the U.S. Federal Wildlife Service, saying that they targeted him with certain wildlife regulations and put him out of business. So he wants his money back. Huh. He's also suing two former colleagues for allegedly setting him up on the murder rap, in which he says contributed to the death of his mother.
I wonder which two colleagues.
Probably that old bitch who killed her husband.
So he's seeking.
That's his words, not mine.
That wasn't a colleague.
$50 million from them.
You know, it's old fat guy, bad haircut, and the other one.
I think it's Oakley Affliction Guy.
Yeah, that one too.
Oakley,
yeah.
Oakley Affliction Guy.
It's that dynamic duo of felonious intent.
Yeah, that guy is like covered in fleur-de-lis.
Mm-hmm.
And sparkles.
Celtic crosses up his on his butt.
Yeah, wow.
It's a lot of women.
On.
I'm going to say. Yeah, so he will not get that money. He will not get that money.
Who's going to get it, John Finley?
Oh, we are. 1,200 ahead. Thank you, Tiger King.
Yeah. And plus 500 for a kid.
Shoot you right between the eyes.
Well, according to this, he's going after his former business partner, Jeff Lowe, for allegedly lying to the feds and planting evidence on him.
Jeff Lowe is Oakley Affliction.
Yeah, it is him.
Okay.
Yeah. You should go after the fat guy with the spaghetti hair.
I'm sure that's the other one.
So there you go.
Oh, man. I'm good. I said something, and I'm good.
Give me a little nugget.
No. Fat guy with the businessman. That's what we'll say. Yeah. That guy's fun.
Yeah.
He looks like Louis Anderson's grandson.
It does.
I can't believe that guy's still alive.
I know. Louis Anderson?
Louis Anderson.
No.
He's had a birthday the other day. He's like 70-something years old, I think.
Yeah, the fat guy from Tiger King.
Well, I'm not going to say if he is or not.
Why can you believe I'm still alive?
That's another thing. There will be a reunion show. There will have to be a reunion show of Tiger King.
Yeah, even though he might not get out for many years.
Get out of working. He's a hard worker.
I know. Oh, get out of where? What are you talking about?
We did the story in headlines months ago.
Right.
It was pretty big.
Hell with it.
I'm just being overprotective.
It was a pretty big news story.
Until the fact, I'll tell you something else. I just said something funny a second ago, I thought, and I actually played to the camera that's no longer there.
Yeah, you keep doing that. That ain't the first time you've done it during this headlines. You've turned around there a few times.
I winked at a tripod just now.
Yep.
There's no camera there anymore.
Yeah. Give them double thumbs.
Can today be the last day? If you didn't watch it after today, I mean, you pretty much, that's it.
Is that the cutoff?
It's fair game.
With all the availability that majority of people have, it should be done.
I don't know how you stop.
But, you know, most people, when they start watching it, they'll watch most of it and then go back and finish it. I think it takes no more than two sessions.
Let's say.
Maybe three.
That, you know, tomorrow's Friday. Monday, it's an all-out Tiger King conversation.
Okay.
So you've got between now and Sunday. Otherwise, we'll alert you at hey, we're about to talk about this. Yeah. You want to tune out?
Do some Tiger King open phones, too.
Tiger King, all your questions.
Tiger Talk.
We can answer.
Right. Awesome.
Oh, boy. All right. So there, excuse me. There is some data coming out of New York City, and it's not good for marriages. Divorce rates are skyrocketing from couples who are stuck in quarantine together. Some attorneys are saying that they've seen a 50% rise in calls of their potential clients, and people are, I guess they're getting prepared for once this is over to end this relationship that's making them very miserable being quarantined.
Here she goes laughing again about all this is happening right now.
All you got to do is spend a little time with them and realize you don't like them as much as you thought you did.
Yeah. So I guess.
You learn that a little bit from vacations.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
You're like, well, it's only going to be 5 business days. I can deal with this.
Shoot, you can learn that in a day trip.
Right.
Yeah. So one divorce lawyer says,
to ride the tweets in back.
If wealthy people are looking for a rationale for divorce, an economic downturn is often a motivational point. That they didn't want to be stuck with a spouse if they're in the house together for that much time and they're realizing how much money it's going to cost to get themselves out.
But at 35 and single, man, I take this as good news for me.
Age, sex, location.
Yeah. 35, yes. Moonville.
Oh. I'm glad Moonville. You didn't say in the rear end.
30, you see 35 in Moonville, you're like, all right.
Yeah.
Have fun with that guy.
Yeah.
Would you get lost?
And another reason they're saying their money dipped down, it's a time to divorce because you have less to give her.
Here's a question.
Or him, Paige.
Well, yeah. Either way.
Be the modern woman.
Not making fun of anybody's financial distress right now, but how many phone calls have went out to exes saying, hey, look, we got 50-50 custody, so we're going to split 250 apiece? Tell me it ain't happened.
How are we going to split this Trump check?
That every other weekend thing.
Yeah.
We going to split it?
Yeah, we got to split it, right?
Remember the one you told me was mine and always said wasn't mine? I think it is mine now. Yeah. I'm going to need 250.
You know, as many people as are getting divorced, but there's just as many people getting back with an ex because it's something comfortable and familiar.
Oh, yeah.
Puerto Rico.
People are, some people, probably a good, more people than you can imagine are just, you know, in an uncertain time, what do you want? Something comfortable and familiar.
Right. And if the world's coming to
even
an
if
end.
It's toxic and bad. Yep.
You ain't getting this and the tax money.
Nobody wants to die alone.
Might as well.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you do, that's less pressure you put on other people. You know, they're not sad watching you die.
Yeah. But if you live alone and you don't have a lot of friends, like, your dead body could be there for several days. That's the reason why I think it's good to have close friends.
Or animals to eat you.
Or to die in a hotel.
So true.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, then I just go get Chavo. Yeah.
Chavito.
Guerrero Jr.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Rise Guys headline style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. Throughout all these, this horrible pandemic that we're having right now.
That was good.
Did a little page for you. We've started the world's first ever multi-day music festival performed exclusively by phone. We're calling it Phonaroo.
Yeah, we are.
And we're entering day two. When we come back.
Day six.
Did I say two?
Yeah.
I need to move farther apart then. I've been 2 feet apart from you this entire time.
Over that way.
Phonaroo concert, day six. When we come back, Tyler Hatley is going to perform. We'll do some picking and a grinning right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Phonaroo.
You guys are great!
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys.
Love how they slam on people. It's always the best.
Good show, man.
Thank God for
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3.
The Planet
rocks. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.